So the cooling center, that's good. Good to know what's happening. I'm going away on vacation from, let's see, Thursday to Thursday. I'll be back in the office Friday, July 9th. And yeah, I'm going to a really cool place just as chilly as here, Spokane. They're supposed to have 6 straight days of plus 100. So they've never had 6 straight. And so that's what we're heading into. I'm like, oh, great. Ugh, man, isn't it crazy? So just know that if you need to contact elders or you need pastoral assistance, the elders are the ones to contact. Those people are Elaine, Oscar, Rick. Although he looks like he's doing something else right now. Rick is down in New Orleans having fun, it looks like. So
Hey.
Rick, Merv, and Kay Glaither. So that's the other thing. And then finally, just a final note about our Bible study schedule. We're not going to have adult Bible study next Sunday. It's July 4th. We, of course, have worship like our normal schedule would at 9:30. We're not going to have adult Bible study. So only 9:30 next Sunday for worship. The following Sunday, July 11th, just want to encourage you to be here. Jordan Heater's going to come back and visit us. And give an update on what he's doing. It's kind of just a one Sunday thing where we find out how Jordan's doing. Jordan is going to the Middle East. He's going to Cairo, Egypt. And he's someone that we kind of connect because we believe in discipleship, that God calls us to make disciples who make disciples. And so that's what he's going to be doing in Egypt. And I said, why don't you come in and share with the people what you're going to be doing? And so it'd be neat to hear what his plans are for going to Cairo, Egypt. So that'll be July 11th. Then July 18th, our adult Bible study is going to be led by Merv Munster, our elder, and he's going to cover the readings for the week, specifically the epistle lesson. Okay. A lot of information. Anything going on that you want to share? Yeah, Linda.
Question. I was wondering how
Yeah.
many people came to the
Okay.
center yesterday.
Linda asks, how many people came to the cooling center yesterday? We had three volunteers from Peace. We had three total volunteers from Benton County. We had no one show up to cool down. So I'm not sure what that means. What I can tell you is the post that I sent out on social media, this will be of interest to you. And just so you know, the power of peace on social media. Some of you may not have realized this. When we send a post out, it reaches 20 times more people than the city of Philomath. So our posts get huge. They have a huge reach. So we know our post was shared by numerous people, not even in this church, in the county. So over the last year, so the power of our social media, whether you like it, there's negatives with social media, but our social media has reached phenomenal levels. And so that's what happened with the cooling center. It spread and reached about 3,000 people that we were doing this. So that's pretty incredible, but no one showed up. So who knows what that means? We also heard from the other cooling centers that not a lot of people showed up in Corvallis either. So yesterday was just people stayed at home, it looks like, and cooled down with family and friends. Does that answer your question, Linda? Yeah. But you're welcome to come. Again, a pastor may show up and he'd love to take you on cards. So, Ruth, come. Yeah. I need my revenge. Oh, Pinochle. You know, yeah, Ruth, she's a shark. She is a shark. It's later.
Let's skip over.
Yeah, any game. Bring the game. Uno, skip. You bring the game, I will show up and I will play.
You know, we used to do that once, and then of course COVID, we quit doing it, but that was a lot of fun.
Was, yeah.
We had games on the church.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have more opportunities to do stuff like that. Yeah.